This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold meetings with several global leaders today who are in New Delhi for the India AI Impact Summit. Mr. Modi is scheduled to meet President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, Prime Minister of Finland, Antti Petri Orpo, President of Serbia, Aleksandar Vucic, Prime Minister of Croatia, Andrej Plenković, President of Estonia, Alar Karis, Prime Minister of Bhutan, Dasho Sering Tobge, and Prime Minister of Kazakhstan, Ozaz Bekhtianov. India and France have agreed to upgrade the India-France relationship to special global strategic partnership. There were a total of 21 outcomes. Both sides agreed for establishment of annual foreign ministers' dialogue for regularly reviewing implementation of the elevated partnership and Horizon 2047 roadmap. Both the nations have also agreed for launch of India-France Year of Innovation and India-France Innovation Network.
वर्ष 2026 भारत और यूरोप के संबंधों में एक टर्निंग पॉइंट है. कुछ ही दिन पहले हमने यूरोपियन यूनियन के साथ भारत के इतिहास का सबसे बड़ा और महत्वाकांक्षी फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट किया. यह फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट भारत और फ्रांस संबंधों में अभूतपूर्व गति लाएगा.
Mr. Modi stated that relations between India and France are very special, with France being one of India's oldest strategic partners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has invited his Bangladeshi counterpart Tariq Rehman to visit India along with his family. In a letter to Mr. Rehman, Mr. Modi expressed his eagerness to work closely with the BNP leader to further strengthen the multifaceted bilateral relationship between the two nations. Congratulating Mr. Rehman on his electoral victory, Mr. Modi described the win as a reflection of the trust and confidence placed in his leadership by the people of Bangladesh. President Draupadi Murmu will participate in the International Fleet Review, IFR 2026, in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, today. As the Supreme Commander of Armed Forces, President will review the ceremonial fleet and witness a spectacular display of India's naval strength and maritime capabilities. The IFR is being hosted by the Indian Navy in Visakhapatnam from February 15 to 25. The full bench of the Election Commission of India met representatives of recognized political parties of Assam in Guwahati yesterday. During the meeting, political parties suggested that the upcoming assembly elections in the state be held in either a single or a maximum of two phases. More from our correspondent.
Chief Election Commissioner Ganesh Kumar, along with Commissioners Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi, held series of meetings with representatives of political parties and senior police and district election officials in Guwahati. Most of the political parties requested for a single phase or a maximum of two phases of polling. The political parties also demanded that election process to be concluded before Bohag Bihu, the main festival of Assamese people. The SCI team is scheduled to conclude their three-day-long tour today. Aminullah Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Indian Air Force helicopters are battling wildfires at two fronts, conducting relentless aerial firefighting missions in challenging terrain. Air Force said that a total of 1,39,800 litres of water has been dropped successfully, extinguishing the blaze at Walong, Arunachal Pradesh. It added simultaneously operations continue over Zuko Valley in Nagaland with Mi-17 V-5 helicopters drawing water from Padum Pokhuri Lake in Dimapur to battle fires near Jaffu Peak amid steep slopes, poor visibility and rarefied air. Home Minister Amit Shah has paid tribute to Ramakrishna Paramhansa on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Ramakrishna Paramhansa conveyed the message of universal brotherhood through spirituality and ethical life and gave a new direction to the entire human race." In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, three matches are scheduled for today. Defending champions India will take on Netherlands in a Group A match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will start at 7 p.m. local time. In the Group A, Pakistan will take on Namibia, clash at the Sihalese Sports Club in Colombo at 3 p.m. while in the Group D clash, South Africa will face United Arab Emirates at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi at 11 a.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.